Hi, folks. Jaymont G. roving the grounds here at Oshkosh Air Venture 2006, where I've just returned from the American Barnstormers Tour. Now, the American Barnstormers Tour is a nostalgic salute to the daring young men and women who ventured across America during the 1920s, seeking fame and fortune in their biplanes. There is a great representation of these beautiful vintage aircraft, about 18 of them or so on the tour. And the tour began in Kalamazoo, Michigan on the 15th of July and will end up right here at Oshkosh Air Venture 2006, right in front of the Vintage Red Barn on Tuesday morning. While out on the tour, I had the opportunity to speak with some of the pilots, and I'd like to share that with you now. I'm with Clay Porkchop Adams, and Clay brought a beautiful 1929 Traveler 4000 on the air tour. Not only brought it on the air tour, but really in all rights organized this whole event. Tell us a little bit about the event and your airplane as well.
Well, the aircraft is a 1929 Curtis Wright Traveler. I've had the aircraft for about 10 years now. Been barnstorming with it for 9 years. It's a fantastic airplane. I found the aircraft in Hartford, Wisconsin, bought the purchased it from Tom Hagee, who had actually did the restoration on the aircraft originally. And then when I purchased the aircraft, I knew what I wanted to do with it, so disassembled it, went through the entire airplane. So I knew what I had and put the aircraft into business. The only way I could afford it is just go out and figured I was going to start hopping rides with it. And I didn't figure it was going to take off the way it did, because right now I'm covering kind of the five-state area in the upper Midwest with the airplane. I do Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and Iowa. And it's turned into a part-time job to almost a full-time job all summer long. I make it a family ordeal. My wife drives a support truck. My son helps with loading and unloading. My kids sell the T-shirts and the cameras, and we make it a family ordeal. So it makes it enjoyable, but the summers do go by fast because we seem to be working every weekend. The American Barnstormers Tour came in effect. It was just a dream underneath the wing of a traveler in 2000 in Wichita, Kansas. A number of us were sitting underneath the aircraft thinking of ideas of how we could stay out of trouble with these airplanes. And we were jokingly said, well, we should go out and start barnstorming with all of them. This remained an idea until about 2005 when I said, I got to make this happen. So my first call was to Rob Locke and Waldo, who was a full-time barnstormer. And I thought, let's see if we can make this happen. So we got together, started selecting a few people we thought would be good candidates. Someone that liked to share their airplane with people, good attitudes, good sticks, and we came up with this great group of people.
I hear people refer to the Fab Four.
I haven't heard
who would that be?
It must be another place, but
I think it's on a TV show, isn't it? Oh no, that's the Fab Five.
Yeah, Fab. So we're having fun. We have five aircraft doing rides, four and a reserve. And they've been keeping continuously busy. We came from Bloomington, where there was 4,000 people there, and we flew all day. Every airport we've been to, we've had a constant trickle effect, so the airplanes are in the air always.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. It's amazing to see the people's reactions. Definitely the dream is still alive. It's out here to be taken. If this type of event could happen more often, I'm sure it would be taken advantage of, and you are to be commended for putting this together.
Well, thank you. The last time this happened was in 1932, the Gates Flying Circus, and that all disappeared due to regulation and pilots requiring to be licensed. And well, I understand that concept, but it's a bygone era right now, and I wanted to do it again. So this is not completely forgotten. General aviation has turned into spam cans and plastic airplanes, and no one knows about these airplanes. They've forgotten about them, and I want to bring them to the public. I want the public to get a chance to go out and fly them. Prices are very reasonable. So everybody can go out and enjoy it, and that's the idea. We want people to get exposed to this type of flying, and it's fun because I enjoy. I've hauled thousands of riders, and it's fun because every passenger gets out of the airplane has got a smile on their face,
and that's what it's all about. Well, we're all looking forward to seeing the airplanes parked all together up at Oshkosh Air Venture 2006. Thank you very much for putting this all together. I'm sure all the aviation community appreciates seeing the airplanes all in one place at one time.
Thank you.
You can see the American Barnstormers Tour, their pilots, and the aircraft down in front of the Vintage Red Barn. It's on a tram stop, easy to get to. The pilots are always happy to talk to you and show you their aircraft, beautiful aircraft. And they have T-shirts and posters for sale. The posters, you can ask the pilots to sign by their aircraft. It's a great time down here at the American Barnstormers Tour. So while at AirVenture 2006, stop on by and take a look. Jay Montgomery for EAA Radio.